You're listening to SBS News.
The Supermarket Circus Act continues, with Coles performing a double backflip. On Wednesday, the grocery giant announced it would give out free reusable plastic bags to shoppers indefinitely. After just 24 hours and fierce customer backlash, Coles marked an official end date. In an email to staff, Coles Managing Director John Durkin said he appreciates the transition phase is taking longer than anticipated, but it is absolutely the right thing to do. Simon Bell is the interim director at the University of Melbourne Centre for Workplace Leadership. He says Coles' flimsy commitment to the plastic bag ban may affect customer confidence.
This flip-flopping doesn't send a great signal to the market and customers that Coles is a business that can stick to the commitments it makes.
Harris Farm Markets phased out plastic bags at the start of the year and now gives customers free paper bags and boxes to use. Co-CEO Angus Harris says legislation is needed to ensure other businesses follow suit.
If the second biggest retailer in Australia is finding it really hard to do because of what I think is a really vocal minority of people who don't agree with it, then obviously that's a pretty clear-cut case that we need some sort of legislation.
Australia isn't the first country to ban plastic bags. Dozens of others, including China, the United Kingdom, and many parts of Africa, have already imposed bans or taxes on single-use plastic bags. In Kenya, anyone caught making, selling, or using a plastic bag faces up to 4 years in prison. Angus Harris says if other countries can eliminate single-use plastic bags, Australia can too.
Let's face it, there's about 50 countries around the world who've done it and done it successfully. In sort of third world countries like in Africa, in Asia, I think that Australia can manage to do it.
Beyond the bag ban, there's a push for Australia's supermarkets to do more to reduce single-use plastics in their stores. Jeff Angel from campaign group Boomerang Alliance says supermarkets currently pose an overwhelming threat to the environment.
The big supermarkets, if you look at them from the point of view of waste, are actually landfills and litter waiting to happen. You know, they are the key drivers, or one of the key drivers, of litter in the environment.
Woolworths says it's already removed plastic packaging from a range of its produce and is trialling the removal of more. It will also stop selling plastic straws at the end of the year. Coles says it's working to make all Coles brand packaging recyclable by 2020. Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.